AP News. I'm Ed Donahue.
We did not decide or really discuss anything about going to an every other meeting kind of an approach.
This time around, the Federal Reserve decided not to raise interest rates.
The committee thought overall that it was appropriate to moderate the pace, if only slightly.
The pause comes after 10 straight interest rate hikes. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says it's all about inflation.
The conditions that we need to see in place to get inflation down are coming into place, and that would be growth meaningfully below trend. It would be a labor market that's loosening. It would be goods pipelines getting healthier and healthier and that kind of thing. But the things are in place that we need to see, but the process of that actually working on inflation is going to take some time.
The Fed expects at least two more interest rate hikes by the end of the year. On Wall Street, stocks finished lower at the closing bell. A court ruled embattled Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's long-delayed trial on securities fraud charges from 2015 will take place in Houston, dealing the Republican another setback as he awaits a separate impeachment trial. Italy's political, business, and soccer elite bid farewell to former Premier Silvio Berlusconi with a state funeral inside Milan's imposing cathedral, while thousands of ordinary admirers and soccer fans waved banners and chanted in the piazza outside. More than 20 Ukrainian soldiers who were taken prisoner during fighting in Ukraine went on trial today in southern Russia. Russian forces, meantime, fired cruise missiles at the southern Ukrainian city of Odessa and shelled eastern Donetsk region early today, killing at least six people. The grinding Ukrainian advance is pressing slowly ahead, according to Ukraine's deputy defense minister. Western analysts and military officials say the effort to dislodge entrenched, powerfully armed, and large numbers of Russian troops could take years. This is AP News. Crews will work 24 hours a day to rebuild a part of Interstate 95 in Philadelphia.
At the site of the highway collapse, Governor Josh Shapiro says demolition of the southbound lanes, which were compromised, is ahead of schedule.
Demolition will be done on Thursday. That means that we will have completed the demo in 4 days, not the week or more as they initially expected.
The plan, Shapiro says, is to backfill the gap in the highway, pave over it, create a temporary roadway.
I want to get this road reopened as quickly as possible.
The northbound lanes of I-95 collapsed after officials say a tanker delivering fuel lost control on an off-ramp, tipped over, and burst into flames. The driver killed. I'm Julie Walker.
Henri Richard's family says the late Hockey Hall of Famer was diagnosed with CTE, the degenerative brain disease linked to concussions. The 84-year-old died in 2020. Ed Donahue, AP News.